Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Today, sheriff's deputies assisted by the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant in the 5,000 block of Rancho Sequoia Road in Alder Point. Deputies searched three parcels of property on the suspicion that they contained marijuana. At the scene, deputies seized 3,443 growing marijuana plants, ranging in size from 1 to 6 feet and weighing about 4 pounds each. The investigation into those responsible for cultivating the marijuana is ongoing, and no arrests have been made. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A significant number of DUI arrests were made from local traffic enforcement and Special Avoid the 7 DUI deployments from Wednesday morning to Thursday night. Officers from 7 county law enforcement agencies arrested 6 individuals for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Only 2 people were arrested during the same time period last year. These numbers are still provisional, as some agencies have yet to report their final statistics. There will be a DUI checkpoint deployed within the county tonight. The CHP advises all motorists to help keep the community safe and report people who you believe may be driving while intoxicated. DUI arrest data collection will continue until Sunday, July 7th. The sheriff's office received a 911 call from a medical evacuation flight pilot whose aircraft was nearly struck by an illegal firework when he attempted to land at the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport Wednesday night. A deputy had witnessed several fireworks being fired off from Clam Beach. The deputy went to investigate and saw 22-year-old McKinleyville resident Alexi Greenspan discharge an illegal firework in line with the runway to the airport, located a half mile away. When the deputy spoke with Greenspan, he could tell the suspect was under the influence of alcohol. A computer check revealed that he was on felony probation for threatening an executive officer and was prohibited from drinking. Greenspan was arrested for violating his probation and discharging illegal fireworks. During the arrest, Greenspan threatened to kill the deputy and received an additional felony charge. It is still unknown if Greenspan was the person who discharged the firework that almost hit the aircraft. The sheriff's office responded to an armed robbery after receiving a call from a clerk at the Freeway 76 gas station in the 1200 block of Murray Road in McKinleyville yesterday morning. When deputies arrived on scene, the clerk said that a suspect with a black pullover hooded sweatshirt and black gloves entered the store, brandished a silver pistol, and told the clerk to give him all the money. After taking the cash, the suspect fled the store on foot. Surveillance video shows that the suspect was wearing a black bandana over his face. He is described as being 5'9" with a thin build. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Governor Brown has signed into law AB 277, a tribal gaming compact ensuring that a casino will not be built on environmentally sensitive lands near Humboldt Bay. Under the new legislation, the Wiat tribe, which owns 88 acres of tribal land on the edge of the bay, will share in the gaming revenues from a casino that will be constructed by the North Fork Ranchiera Band of Mono Indians in Madera County. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors will be hosting a meeting on Monday to continue deliberation on the land use section of the general plan update. The meeting is open to the public, and the supervisors will be receiving comments from the public as well. Citizens are always encouraged to attend public meetings and share their ideas with the board. However, the public comment portion of a meeting can be difficult to plan for, as Supervisor Virginia Bass explains.
We never know how many are actually going to be there. You could have 2 people 1 week and you're going to have 45 the next, and it's up to the chair to kind of moderate.
Bass went on to describe the variety of comments that the supervisors receive.
You know, people can say pretty much anything they want other than words that might incite violence or a riot. And so public comment really varies the gamut of, you know, people sticking to an issue and giving you their solutions and ideas to some folks saying some very interesting comments.
The meeting begins in the Humboldt County Courthouse at 1:30 p.m. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.